Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
We're having a heat wave, and tips on saving money on your cooling naturally follow. Canine Officer Clarence is memorialized nationally. The Christmas in July Jeep Parade from Mike's Auto in West Springfield, a big success. The heat has changed the schedule of movies in the park in Springfield. Some pools are closed due to a shortage of lifeguards. And it's National Hot Dog Day today. A salute to the best Western Mass weenie places is following. It is Wednesday, July 20, 2022, and hot as a pistol out there, as the old saying goes, partly to mostly sunny today. High near 95, winds are 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight cloudy, low sleeping weather of 70. Winds are 5 to 10, ultraviolet index at 9. Humidity 55%. Yes, welter time in Massachusetts this summer, and for those brave souls who are utilizing their air conditioning without going broke, here are some time-worn tips worth repeating. Cooling off and not going broke is the purpose. First one's obvious. When running your AC, be sure all your windows and doors are tightly shut. Now, for those with a window AC unit and only need to cool down one room, make sure that room is closed off to the other parts of the home. Make sure the filter on your air conditioner is clean to ensure it's running efficiently. Clogged AC unit filter can increase energy use by 5 to 15%. You don't need that. Now, if you're out running errands and spending time outside, move your thermostat up a few degrees. Unplug electrical appliances you aren't using, such as chargers and power strips and small appliances. I don't know a lot of people who do that. Limit the amount of times you open and close your refrigerator and freezer. Filling unused refrigerator space with jugs of water can help a unit run more efficiently. Avoid running your dryer, using your stove, or running your dishwasher if you can, because these appliances can heat up your home. Well, I don't think many of us are inclined to do that, but there it is. Greenfield Police said goodbye to one of the first police comfort dogs in the nation on Tuesday. Retired Greenfield Officer Clarence put to rest after a sudden illness. Capitol Police expected to fly a flag over the U.S. Capitol today in honor of Officer Clarence, recognizing the service he's given to this country. Officer Clarence joined the force in 2012, not only helping Greenfield, but also responding to some of the darkest moments over the last decade. Sandy Hook, the Boston Marathon bombings, and the Las Vegas shooting were just a few of the many times Officer Clarence was there to offer support. He also lived a full life, I'm happy to say, seeing much of the country and even coming face-to-face with people like President Biden. Officer Clarence retired this year. He was put to rest at 11 years old. Our congratulations and a great big thanks to Mike's Auto yesterday for his Christmas in July Jeep parade and food drive. So thanks, Mike Zabick, his wife and family, and his crew of helpers. Thanks to Sean Sullivan for DJing. Thanks to Santa for coming by. Thanks to Saucy Mama Food Truck, Rudy Brodsky, and all the Jeep owners who donated food and money. A special lady donated back her half of the winnings from the 50-50 raffle, giving them $305. The owners of Saucy Mama Food Truck gave back their tips. That was $80. And there was also $291 donated by customers from Mike's. Over $1,500 in non-perishable food items were collected from parade participants and others. It's just a plain good night for the cupboard, and thanks, Mike, for also keeping the van for the cupboard in top running order. I wonder if you knew that the third Wednesday in July is recognized as National Hot Dog Day. I didn't know this. The hot dog was believed to be brought to New York by German immigrants in the 19th century. Originally referred to as a dachshund sausage. I'm glad that name changed. Yelp says there are the top 10 best hot dog spots in Western Mass. I wonder if you agree. Tio's Hot Dogs, 1410 East Street in Pittsfield. Tom's Hot Dogs, 61 State Road, Route 5 and 10 in Waitley. Hot Dog Ranch, 114 West Housatonic Street, Pittsfield. Jack's Hot Dog Stand, 12 Eagle Street in North Adams. Joel's Hot Dog Cart, Lenox. Scotty's, 90 Haydenville Road in Leeds. Foley's Frank's, Mount Tom Road, Route 5, Northampton. Nick's Nest, 1597 Northampton Street in Holyoke. Glad that's on there. 5J Creamy and Pashinik Farm Stand, 255 River Road in Waitley. And Cindy's Drive-In, 455 East State Street in Granby. Yelp put together the list by evaluating all of the Massachusetts hot dog businesses based on several factors, including the number and the quality of the rating. Play ball! Let's hear it for the Agawam Little League. Agawam Little League began hosting the Jimmy Fund Baseball Tourney at Memorial Field 1 and 2 on School Street Tuesday evening. The tourney spans through Sunday with different age groups playing games over the course of the week. The goal? To raise money for the Jimmy Fund. The Jimmy Fund is made up of community-based fundraising events and other programs that benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. A shortage of lifeguards is keeping one Western Mass pool closed for the third year in a row. East Hampton Parks and Rec Department was not able to find the 5 to 8 lifeguards needed to open up for the season. Well, kids can cool off at the splash pad at East Hampton's Nonotuck Park, but some of them have been eyeing the nearby pool, which remains bone dry. The pool was set to open June 25. 5 days later, it was announced that there weren't enough employees to open. The American Lifeguard Association said the shortage is affecting about a third of the country's public pools. They cited the pandemic canceling lifeguard certification classes and lifeguards finding new higher-paying jobs when pools were closed as the reasons why. Late last month, the City Council signed a letter of support for proposed upgrades to the pool, including making it more accessible to those with disabilities. The work would happen over the next 6 years. Springfield Department of Recs and Buildings and Management from Pat Sullivan have announced today that due to the heat wave this week, the schedule for movies in the park has been modified. No movies taking place this week. Movies originally scheduled for the week of July 18 through the 22nd will be held next week, beginning Monday, July 25. The movies originally scheduled for the week of July through the 29th will be held the following week, beginning Monday, August 1. Updated schedule as follows. Monday, the 25th, Marshall Roy Park, Sing 2. Wednesday, July 27th, Calhoun Park. And Thursday, July 28th, Myrtle Street Park. And Friday, the 29th, Nathanville Park. All Sing 2. All right, my friends, I'm going to add one little note here for the theater-going public. You have 6 opportunities left, counting tonight, to see Betty and the Patch, an original work by Danny Eaton, at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. Call the box office. I believe you can still get tickets, but they're going fast. And tonight, the curtain goes back up as the show plays Wednesday through Sunday. It is a funny and heartwarming night in the theater. Thank you for being with us on our program today. Our next show goes up tomorrow online and the daytime and at night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.